Jimmy Tavaskis is 13 and is in year 8 at the Shearwater Steiner School in Mullumbimby, about 20 kilometres inland from Byron Bay on the New South Wales far north coast. When he was asked to do a community project, he said he wanted to help homeless people he'd seen on the streets. Northern Rivers region has about 20% of the state's homeless, with hundreds sleeping the rough in rough conditions every night on streets, in tents, beaches, wetlands or in the rainforest. BayFM's Jodie Sidney asked Jimmy just how bad homelessness was in Byron Bay.
Last year in August, there was 145 homeless people. They did a head count. And in
is that sleeping rough or
Yeah, that's sleeping rough. And then in Sydney, the people that are sleeping rough, there was 240. And when you think about it, that there's 4 million people in Sydney and 30,000 people in Byron Shire. Byron actually has 6 times the national average of rough sleepers.
That's quite shocking.
In Sydney, say, there's a lot of crisis shelters, so there's not that many rough sleepers, but in Byron Bay, there's no crisis shelters or anything. So only when there's, like, it's flooding or something, like a restaurant or a community hall will open there for, like, a few nights, but there's not really anywhere to go.
You know, when you went to Sydney and you saw a lot of homeless people on the streets, and then I think you said you went to Melbourne, and can you tell me a little bit about that story when you were with your dad?
Well, I went to Melbourne with my dad to go up to support our footy team, and then when we were walking to the stadium, there was this guy on the street called Tim, and we talked to him for like 20 minutes and we bought him a coffee, and he was talking about how he lived like out the back of the community centre and just used the public toilets. I realised that it's very rough sleeping like that because I had never really known what it was actually like because I was pretty young then. I was 10, I think. We were walking around and there was like every 50 metres or so there was a homeless person, and I kept on asking my dad if we could give out $2 or a $5 note to them. And then eventually I said to him, we don't have enough money, and who do we choose to give it to?
The whole idea of the Personal Interest Project is to concept an idea and see it from start to finish.
So basically my project is I'm getting bags for the homeless with pants, sleeping bags, shirts, toiletries and jumpers and stuff for the winter. And then I'm going to hand them out so they can not be cold and know that there's actually people that care for them.
I saw the packs that you put together. It really inspired me to come and have a talk to you about what it is that you're doing and how and where that feeling came from for you to choose your personal interest project.
Well, there's been a few times where I've been either in Melbourne or Sydney and there's been homeless people, and I've always wanted to help them out. And like there was once I went to Byron, I went to the ballet, and then when I came back home and I just started pulling all these blankets and bread from the cupboards, and I said to my dad, we have to go and give them to the people in Byron, the homeless. And I've always wanted to help people, and I decided this was a good thing to do.
I believe that you had a few key sponsors that helped you out to put those packs together, one of them being Black Wolf, which also they donated, what, up to 20 sleeping bags, is that right?
Yeah, it was like 20 sleeping bags and most of them were -8, so that was really good. And then Lifeline Pharmacy in Byron donated me some toiletry packs with like shampoo, deodorant, soap and all that. And then also the discount chemist donated me a lot of stuff. I've been going to garage sales and stuff and asking for donations, and I did a GoFundMe and I raised like $400. And so I went up to Tweed and I bought packs and tracksuit pants. And
through the process of actually pulling all of that stuff together, did you had a mentor during that experience?
Yeah, I had a mentor. Her name was Alyssa Purdy. Me and my dad called up the community centre and they suggested her for my project. And so we've been meeting up like once every second week, and We just put together the packs and she gave me a book that's called No Fixed Abode.
Great. It's a beautiful documentary style picture book with also excellent stories through it, and it's stories from the streets around Byron Bay. You can actually get a copy of that book from the Byron Bay Community Centre, and all the proceeds,
like for the homeless and like for clothes and for the breakfast, for more food. And
The response from the people who picked up the packs?
A lot of them were like really overjoyed and really thankful, and a lot of them, when I asked them, they were like, oh no, somebody else might need it, even though they did need it, but they were very, like, humble.
Year 8 student Jimmy Travasca speaking there with Bay FM's Jodie Sidney.